Hey Tammuz, Monday the 8th of July, Rabbi Avraham Yaakov Schwab. Tachnun unufilas apayim. How to avoid them.
every day, Derech Klal, besides Shabbos and Yom Yirav Simcha, we say Tachnun, which means after Shemoneh Esrei, by Shachris in the Mincha, we all sit down and we put down our heads on our faces, our face on our hands, and we say Rachum V'chalam, and it's called Nefilas Apayim. So we have to understand what's the makoy of this whole idea and how it's done, the tzura of how it's done of the Nefilas Apayim. So we find, especially in these sefers, in Shlach Lecha Korach Chukas, we find the idea of Nefilas Apayim in the Torah a few times, and also other times. The first one we find before this parasha is in Parashas Vayikra, the time of the Hakomos HaMishkan, the time when they were built up Mishkan, the first time they brought a korban. So the pasuk says like this: Vateitzei Eish Mifnei Hashem, Vatoichal Al Hamizbeach Es Ha'Olah V'Sachalovim, Vayakol Ha'om Vayoyenu. The people saw and they were very Shira Tishbochis. Vayiplu Al Pneihem. So the pasuk says Vayiplu Al Pneihem. So the Yonis Ben Uzin and the Targum Yishalmi says Vasvechinu Nivitziloi, which means Bitzfilo. Which means the Targum, the Pirush HaTalmud explains Loshen Hishtachavo. In other words, what was happening now when the Eishu Min Hashem came? So what happened that there was Yiplu Al Pneihem? So the Targum Yonis and the Targum Yishalmi says, the Yonis from New Zealand, the Targum Yishalmi says, it was a Hishtachavo, and Yerida bitfilo, Bichriya bishtachavo, Hamo'ira kavonis bitfilo. The Inyan of Hachno through Tfila. And that's what was happening when they saw this Eish Min Al Shamai. And in Parshas Meraglim, a couple of weeks ago, the Pasuk says, after the Klal Yisrael were complaining on, you know, we're going to go up to Eretz Yisrael, so it says, "Vayipol Moshe va'Aaron al pneihem lifnei kol kalabas Yisrael," that they were complaining, and they said, "Vayipol al pneihem." What does it mean, "Vayipol Moshe al"? So there's different mafarshim. We're going to see different rishonim soon. The Sifsa Hachomim Korach says this is referring to tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Rabbeinu Shem. What am I meant to do now? You know, it's they're coming to complain, and it says that. So it means that they were davening. In Parshas Korach, when after they came complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu, Korach came complaining. So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vachalo oisom koroga, vayiplu al pneihem, vayoyimru, keil elokei haruchos." Moshe and Aaron were nofel al pneihem, and it says, "Keil elokei." So the Eben Ezra says the pshat is that is again there's different rishonim. There's the Eben Ezra lispalo. The Rabbi Nebuchai says, Mikan lenefilas apayim b'tefila. From this nefila, we learn what we say tachnun nefilas apayim mikan lenefilas apayim b'tefila. Right in the pasuk earlier, when Korach got up in the beginning against Moshe, it says vayishma Moshe vayipoil alponov. So the Rashbam says again, everything is different. We show him have different pshatim. Here the Rashbam says it's tefila. Again, so we see that the inyan of Nefilas Apayim was at a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Achalo isum koroga, I'm going to wipe you out." And this type of a tefillah, this way of hachno, was able to take away, not completely, was able to dilute, to make it less, the gzera. They had a certain amount of years to live, they didn't die straight away. So that's the tefillah. We find it by Yeshua, when the Klal Yisrael ran away from Ai, it says, "Vayikra Yeshua Simloisov, Vayipoil Alponov Arzo, Lifnei Aron Hashem." So the Malbim says over there, the Malbim says, Nispal. In this week's Pasha, Pasha's Chukas, after Miriam died and there was no water, the Yidden were complaining. So the Pasuk says, by Moshe and Aaron, Vayiplu Alpneihem. So Eben Ezra says, it means Bitvilo. So here we're seeing a whole set of psukim. And the explanation of this, of the Yipal Apon, of this type of tzura falling like this, is an inin of hachnov tefillah with a tremendous curse. There's another inyan which there's a similar inyan of hachno, but not with tefillah, which we find in Bereishis when Yaakov was nifta. So the brothers sent a shliach to tell Yosef that Yaakov told us that when he dies we should go and ask mechila, and then the pasuk says, "Vayelchu gam ech ochim echov, vayiplu al ponov, vayoyimru hinenu lechol avodim." So here it's not tefillah. Here is just a of that just hachno through a machni themselves. They bow down to Yosef. It's a way of being machnia. If you want to get to a person, you want to show. But what do they say? Hinenu lechol avodim. Avodim means a total bittle. Eved means Eved to his oven. He's totally mevatel himself to his oven. And that's again an inyan hachno, not in tefillah, not in a tzur of tefillah, but an inyan of just being machnia yourself for somebody else. When Shaul HaMelech died, the pasuk says, "V'hinei in Shmuel Beis Alves, v'hinei ish bo min ha-machane, v'ahi," this Amaleki came, "v'ahi bevoel David, v'ahi poil alzo v'ayishtochu." He came in front of the Melech, he bowed down. Again, it's not tefillah, it's inyan of hachno, you may machnia to a Melech. In the Meraglim, which we already spoke this pasuk, that the Ramban says differences. Vayipel Moshe Rabbeinu al Paneim. The Ramban says, what was this Yipel? What did Moshe Rabbeinu by the Meraglim? Why did they fall on their faces? The Ramban says, Shero Shoyishom Noetim Lazar Loishoshu Mitzrayim. People came complaining, they want to go back to Mitzrayim. So these tzaddikim got up and they bowed down and they said, Al no achatarayu, calm down, it's not so bad, you'll be okay. They wanted to get their opinion over, so they bowed down in order to show the hachno to people who they didn't want these people to do anything wrong and to start waking up Klal Yisrael, they should go back to Mitzrayim. So it's again, it's an inyan of hachno to people, to different types. One was a melech, one was a Klal Yisrael, whatever it was. And the idea, and that was a form of Vayipal al Ponov, that's one, that Yipal Ponov. There's another inyan of Yipal Ponov. In Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Avram Avinu when he was 99 years old, the pasuk says, "Va'yipel Avram al ponov, va'yidabe ito elekim lemoy." Rashi says, "Mimoira shchina." Different types. So Rashi explains that since before we had the Bismillah, so when the shchina came, he wasn't able to stand from the shchina. So, and we find the same idea by Bilam. It says Noifel Ugloy Noim, that he was a Roshan, he wasn't able to mekabel the Shechina. So there's a Bechina of Noifel because of the Meira Shechina. So Rabbi Bachai explains that in Bamidbar, he's a Meira Shechina. What is Meira Shechina? That a person should be mislavish himself in bushos or tznias, because kisui haponim is midarke ha'anova b'haboishas, and it's all in honor of Yoni Yerushalayim, like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, "Vayaste Moshe Ponov ki yore mehabed es Elohim." A person is a gashmistic person, and a magush, and a chomer, and when he's davening, when he's in front of the Shechina, so there's an idiom of Meira Shechina that a person is mevayish, he's embarrassed, he's a busha in front of the Shechina. So there's an idiom of Vayipel and Rabban. This is a totally different idiom, not in the tefillah, not in the achno. It's an idiom of Meira Shechina in front of a Shechina. So there's a certain pachad. So there's an inyan that we find by the there's different psukim which explain by Yipel al Ponov b'chinah of Achron. There's another inyan. Again, going back to Vayipel Moshe by Korach when he got up, it says Vayishma Moshe Vayipel al Ponov. The Yesh Oimrim says the Eben Ezra Kederech Hanavuis, and the Avi Ezri there, the Mepharsh, and the Eben Ezra says Bederech Hanavuah Bispashtus Hagashmis. Where he came to Madriga that he was Mamish Bispashtus Hagashmis. And even though he says, the Ebenezer says, even though Moshe Rabbeinu had no shaykhus to that because his chayim was so knocky, miderech covered bevoy ha-nevuah, since he was now accepting a nevuah, so it was as covered, so there was a vayipel al ponov. There the apostle says, vayta, yiborlu mitoich ha-edo, vayipru al penehem. So the Rabbeinu Bachai says, laharis asirov chushov, that all his chushim became bound, ubitil ha-vishoysov. His total, all his feelings, all his emotions were total bottle. Ukeilu hagoshoisa v'telus v'asuros v'mitzoy chepsoy, totally bottle. Be'enovs, his eyes and his lips are closed. He can't do anything without the Ratzon Hashem. If a person comes to Madriga, that is only Ratzon Hashem, which means I totally control all my feelings and emotions, that I have nothing only washes. That's also Bayipal Alpono. So this is the Ebenezer of Ben Bachai. That is the idea of Bayipal Alpono, because I'm totally, my old self is nothing at all. Also the same idea of Hachno, but in a different surah. Also that idea of giving yourself away. But here the Rishonim say that's the idea of totally bittul hagashmis, that they total give themselves away for the Ribbono Shel Olam. By the bris, which we were saying before, by Yipnil Abba Alpono, so we said before differently, now is the Ramban says, Lechavoin daitoi lenevuah. Continues the Ramban, Vekasha Hishlinah, when he finished this nevuah, by bris, the nevuah of the bris mila, he got up, Avraham Avinu got up again. And then the next dibur came, and the Torah says, "V'omalek told him, Sarah Ishtecho will not be; she will change her name to Sarah." So it says, "Nofal al ponov." So Ramban explains, "Lechavin daitri." Again, it's where a person is mechavin daitri nevuah. So there's an inyan of Aipal al ponov, a total bittle himself. And then says the Ramban, he was mispal on Yishmael, kederev vayipal al pnei vayemu kelo ken rochis. That's the inyan of tefillah. There's another idiom which you find in all these different inyanim of different forms, different of hachno, of tzav harodo, trembling. It says by Yeshua, when there was the milchoma and the malach came to Yeshua, and Yeshua said, "Who are you? So are you from us? Are you from who are you from?" So the pasuk says, "By Yomer loy ki ani sad tzva Hashem atobosi." The Gemara says, "Atobosi" means I came for Torah. That you'll be and then it says that Yeshua was omer b'Torah kol alayla. Vayipol Yeshua Alponov Arso Vayishto. Here it says Arso. Later we'll see that Alponov is also Arso. But at the moment it says Vayipol Alponov Arso, not Alponov. Vayishtachu. It says Yeshua Alponov Arso. Alponov Vayishtachu. So there's the Indian of Tzah. Ebenezer Ezra explains in Vayoreinu Vayipla Apneim, which we said before in Vayikra, the first time that there was that Kodesh Baruch Hu took the Eish. So he said also it's the Indian of Tzah Vacharod. So far, we've discussed the all different times which we found in the Torah, which tells us how Vayipal Alponov, the Tzur Yipal Alponov, or what it could mean. Now we're going to come to what we're talking about in Tachanun, and the field is called the Filus Apayim. What exactly is, what's happening when we're doing the Filus Apayim? So Rabbi Nebuchai says like this. Rabbi Nebuchai says, "Da, ki inyan nefilas apayim b'tfila, the inyan of nefilas apayim b'tfila, there's three kavonis. Moira Shechina, Laharis Sav Achno, and Laharis Asirov Chushov or Bitl Hagrishesov. Things which we were saying before, one is a little bit different, and we'll soon see. The first is Moir Shechina, we just said before that our idea of Busha and Tznius, that by Kisei Ponim is a Darki Hanova Bapashas. And since a person is now davening from Ribbono Shel Olam, so the Shechina says, because it says Shevisi Hashem Renek Tomid, so that's how a person should do it, the Kisei Ponim. And this Loshen, he says we find it by the Malachim. It says, Chayois HaKodesh Noiflois Alpeneihem Kedei Shelo Yatzitzu B'mei HaShechina. That the Malachim, they fall on their faces in order that they shouldn't look at the HaShechina. That's the Inyan which we were saying before, and this is the Inyan over here by one of the Kavonas and Filus Apayim, is the Inyan of Moira Shechina. We're diving into the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a Shechina, Shvisa Hashem Renek Nisomit, so there's an Indian of Moira Shechina to be Noifel Alponov. The second Indian is to show Tzah and Hachno. Because when a person is Noifel Alponov and he's Mitzdaev, he's doing Tshuva, it's Me'ikru HaTshuva, so then his Tefillah would become Mekubal. So he brings the Gemara says by Rabbi Elezer, and there was a Machlekes, there was a whole Machlekes about Bon Metzia, about there was this Tanua which came into stones, it was less than Dalit. Was less than Dalat Tvochim, so it didn't wasn't Mekabel Tumah, but so they put it together with Choyl and Tit, and there was a Machlekes, if that makes it into Keli again, that it was Mekabel Tumah or not. So Beleza held it as Mutah, and it was put Taras, it was Metamet Taras on top of it. So they took his Taras, what about, and they burnt it up. And then Gamaliel put him into Cherem. So the Gemara says like this, Eim Sholin, the wife of Beleza, who was the sister of Gamaliel, he was the one who put Eleazar in Cherem, said, from that time, I'm not going to let my husband say Tachanun. Because I know the power of Tachanun. And I know the power of Tachanun. And if he says Tachanun, and he has Tzah, Rachmol, it's not. Nothing should happen. So it happens to be, the Gemara says there's two things. It was Ibn Chodesh, and it was a Sophic, it was going to be Ibn Chodesh or not. So she thought that it was Rish Chodesh. and there was no nefilas apayim. But the Gemara says another thing: was somebody knocked on the door for bread, so she went. At that time, he was saying tachnon. He was saying tachnon, and she said, "Come and said, oyvei." She said, "Oyvei, Rabbi Kavliya can't be alive anymore." Rabbi Kavliya, and the sacket checked out. They saw he was nifta. It's clear that he wasn't a belez and wasn't trying to daven chas v'shalom on, but he had tsar, and he had a meid against tsar because they were playing him in his covert, and Rabbi Kavliya was part of that. So, Rishpoh, who takes the blessing of the tsar, and Nebuchadnezzar was nifta. So we see the power that if a person says and the fillers are paying with kavona, and he is machniah himself, we're going to soon see more and more what power it can have. That Hashem has to listen to his tefillahs. That if a person is being machniah himself because he has any tsar, then it has to be that Rishpoh who will listen to us. We see over here, of course, it was the grace of the lezer that Hashem was that had to, and Nebuch, she knew that if he would say tachnun, that it wouldn't be good, something would happen. She knew he would die, ad kedeh. She understood ad kedekach, that is tzah, good spoke, won't be able to take exam, and that's what happened.
Rabbi
Lesser
died.
Who was that? Rabbi Gamliel died. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nossi, he was the one who put him into harem, and of course, Chas v'Shalom, there was no bad kavanas, but since he had tzah, and he was there was nifka from what it was, so Rabbi had to listen to the tefillah. I listened to his filler of his tzar, even though he wasn't bispal chas v'shalom behem. The third thing is that is the second thing of having tzar, that when the filler's apayim, the third kavana is, laharis asirov chusho bigla ha-goyzov. A person is mechaser enov, and says himself, which means he's masking his machshavtoi, that he doesn't see anything. All he sees is the rotzon Hashem, and whatever Hashem doesn't want, he's not going to do. And he totally, because our gosh has become totally vocal, and he can't do anything without. And that's why he says, and maybe a dugma he said, that when by Shemesh we put our feet together, so it's like we are tied. What we're doing is basically we have no self emotion, so it's all the Watson Hashem. So I'm like, I put myself together, I'm totally under the Watson Hashem. That type of bit. The Pasuk says in Melachim, Aleph Ches Nun Dalet, by Shlomo HaMelech, Vayehi kechaloi shloime lispal l'Hashem, es kol ha-tfile v'atchina ha-zois. Kom lifnei ha-mizbech Hashem, mechroi ha-vekov v'kapo v'pesus ha-shamayim. So the Rabbah explains over here that a melech, when he bowed down, so from the beginning of the tfile till the end, and this is what our Bessenu say, that once a melech is kora, he's not allowed to get up until he finishes the tfile. Till he finished the tefillah. He had to be in that position, the whole tefillah. We don't know exactly that. But by a melech, he needs more hachnor. So the Rekech says over here, he says that after a person is mispal, then neiflim alpneim litchino, like we learn from Shlomo HaMelech, because it first was tefillah, and then it was tachon. That's the way tachon comes from. Because by Shlomo HaMelech, it says, by chaz moish as kolatul v'hatchina hazois. That was the tefillah and the tchina. It's two different levels of tefillah. The Rivosh says that a person should be sitting when he's singing. It's not b'dievet, but a person should be l'chatchila sitting, because that's the der, that's achno b'yisim. I think I missed that. I wanted to say a story of my father. I said just a little story from my father, which I heard from himself. My father lived in Baranovich, and he sat behind the Rosh Hashiva. So once he saw the Yeshiva was saying Krishna, Shema Yisrael, and he felt the Yeshiva was chalashing, so he wanted to get up and help him. Ma'aseh was happening. I'll say it again. My father lived in Branovich, by Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, and he used to sit down behind the Yeshiva. And the Yeshiva was saying Krishna. So, and when he was saying Krishna, so Rabbi Chana was like, looked as if he was fainting. So my father told me he wanted to get up and help him. I didn't know what to, but he was saying Krishna. He was saying Krishna, and he was like a total bittle of his own gash. He was totally his aleph. He got to a madrega that, this is what I heard from my father. You could take it whenever you want. It says, by Yeshua, the apostle we mentioned, by Yaku Anshiai, by Yikra Yeshua Simloisov, So we learn from here that you only tefillas apayim lifnei sefer Torah. So which that you only say tefillas apayim lifnei sefer Torah. We learn from this. Rav Kech says that we learn it from here and only tefillas apayim sefer Torah because Aron Hashem, the idea again, the tefillas apayim is the front quoted this on what we said before, the Moyer Shechina. So that's the idea that it was no filial partner. So it's that we learn from here lifnei Aron Hashem. So we can. How do we say Tachnon? We say it like this. See, Halacha says that the whole machlokes is if you should mismoil or miyimin, but you shouldn't be standing in front. It's not covered. You should mismoil or miyimin. There's machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch because the Shechina is mitzad yamin. She shouldn't be opposite the Shechina. Or the Shivli Aleket says that it's better to run the smoil because that's Seder night. You know, it's a tzad chayrus. The smoil is tzad chayrus. And a person should be machnia himself, take away from his gaiva. So it's better to do it then on the left side, that's how we know, in order to take away that a person should be mashpil himself. A person should be mashpil himself that he of the gaiva. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Bach says in the Tur, the Bach is in Shulchan Aruch, Chaim Kuf Lamed Aleph, there's three levels of tefillah. First we sit, then we say Shemin Esra, standing, and then it's in the tefillah. The tefillah is a pain. Like Moshe Rabbeinu did, Bo Eishev Boho, it says in Devarim, Bo Anoichi Omarili Boho, Bo Esnafil Lifnei Hashem. Three different levels of tefillah. First, Yeshiva, we said before, from that it's an idea of Hachnor, then it's standing with Shemin Esra, and then it's Nefilas Apayim. The Ramah says, what do we do at the end of Tachanun? We say, Va'anachnu Loi Neida, which means what we're saying is that we tried this, we tried Yeshiva, we tried this form of tefillah, we tried that form, we tried all forms of tefillah, and now we say, Rabbeinu Shlom, we tried to do tshuva in our best way, that's it, we can't do it anymore. Please help us, and now we don't know what to do now, we tried to do tshuva in all forms, please have a shpoch, help us, and help us that we should be able to, whatever we didn't do, we should be able to, you know, help us out. The Kolboy says, Benefilas apayim moichlin loy kol avinisov. If a person does it with kavana, he's mizvada. The Radak says in Tilim, in Tachron we say, "Suru mimenu kol poel le'oven, ki shoma Hashem koil bichi." The person who says the Radak, anybody says this tefillah, he can be betuach that Hashem will listen to his tefillahs, as it says, "Ki shoma Hashem koil bichi." The person down to the lev nishpa, then he can be sure that Hashem will mekabel his tefillahs. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that in the Tfilas time, the earlier times, they do Bederech Kidom. That means it was Lipel al Polov Arzo. Not Pishut Yudayim Raglayim, but the way we do it just on the Polov, we sit down, they used to do it Arzo. So today we are not knowing to do it like that. We only do it, but it says you should not do it, if let's say I have my thing open, I shouldn't do it on my hands. I should do it with either a talis or something covered, Tzudah. Why? So that Yo Zuta says, because since his avoinus are written on his arms, so it's not good that he should be dyed on his arms. That's what the...
Why?
Because since the avoinus of a person is on his hands, and Yo Zuta, his avoinus of his sins, so therefore a person, you should have something which is covered, you should have even the beged which we have, als grace, which we grace in your honor. The Shari Tshuva says, a meidig azach. The Shari Tshuva here in Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Shari Tshuva, it brings a pre Eitz Chaim. He says, there's 8 milas when we're saying Tachron. Meidig azach. The first mile is, Nase Bria Chadosha. When a person says Tachron, you can see the Mishnah in the Shari Tshuva, but he doesn't say all the 8. I looked in the Siddur, and the Siddur brings down the Shari Tshuva here, but in the Mishnah, which we have, in the Shulchan Aruch, we have, says, look in the pre Eitz Chaim. He doesn't bring them all, but I looked it up. I found where it was. 8 milas. Nase bria chadosha, kilu kva mes, v'nistalek min oilam. Noisnoi oiz v'tzatzumas vilchem ha'yitzahara. It gives him the strength to fight against the yitzahara. Toisvus ha'seichel b'toyro v'soy desel. He adds on seichel and toyro v'soy desel. Toisvus dveikus v'koinoi. Gets double to benishan. Zoichel mesila, zoichel to a shvil, as it says, Ashrei Odom Oizloi Boch Mesilis Brubobom. Hashpoh l'shchina, that the Shchina says to Rabbeinu Shalom, Ten li kach b'shvil ploini pni, give this and this, whatever my son needs. Ein chait bo al yodoi. No sin comes al yodoi. If something happened, then Hashem will quickly give him some yisurim that he should be able to mechap. Im zoyche lamus, I don't understand it. Oymerim lo sholem, I don't understand. But eight things, we have to understand what these things are. When a person says tachron, eight things which are happening, it is a shari tshuva.
If it's so important, how come when a chosen comes with a blanket?
Because it's dinim, it's midas hadin, it's mishpat. Every time you have whenever you have a simcha or something, it's like we don't say tachron these days. I don't have a mefurash on the answer. I don't have it's just my own hagosha. I'm not sure.
Because the
chosen
says it the other day, so
the chosen.
He does. It's Yom Kippur for him. So.
It's simcha. It's even of simcha. I don't know. I'm sorry. I should have looked it up. I didn't hear. I didn't hear clearly.
So us as well.
Now it used to be, there was times that they said when we say tachnun, they said a pekin tila ledovit elecha nafshi esa. We don't say that today. If you've seen some sidurim, I saw in Bel Sid also, they have it down, and they, I don't think they say it, but it's put down, and the Mamash have to say it. So the Zohar says like this. The Zohar says, after a person is davened, and he's done vidui, mikan yira atzmo, he should see himself, shemosten nafshil adoinu ba'avo, and then he should say this to David, and he says that there's two inyonim which are happening in there when he's saying it. One is, that he shouldn't see Pnei Hashchina, we said before. And also he says, that the certain chatoim, which I don't get a kapora till Misa. There's chatoim, there's Asay, Loisasa, there's Chorus, Chil Hashem, the certain chatoim, Chil Hashem, that all you go through Yom Kippur, you go through Tshuva, you go through everything, but you still have to wait till Misa to Mechab. So
when
he says,
you say
Misa. It's all. So Zohar says, that a person has 100% Tshuva, it's a Roshan Azaya. Shesh Chatom Shoisa Adam Shain, I mean, a Taish of the Roshan Azaya. Shain Mischapram Elba Mois, Kemoshkolim Yehupa Ovin, Ba'atos Shenach Shalom Akhadishpoch, who lock up Nishmosai, and now it's considered as Akhadishpoch who took his Nishmosai, Buhu Nosna Barotsoim, Oisa Shon Umedes Lechapa La Venusa. So at that time, it's Mechapa and Venusa, which means that it's a total kapora as if, well, Chasus Shalom, the person has to have Misa. This can be the Misa, a person's Mechaper Lichtik, this can be the Misa, and it's Mechaper on our Venusav, like what Misa has to do. So a person in the Chilba Chaim could have this, and it does it with Kavana, he could have this as totally a Kapora for even Chatoim, Chas V'Sholem, he has to have an Ovel Misa. So far we've explained that Lamaise is what is Misa, what is a Kapora? So Lamaise, the Gemara says, Tiku Lefonai Bashoifer Shel Ayin. Tikkun of Fonai Shehoch Isle, Kadesha Ezko Lechem Akedas Yitzchok, Umale Analechem Keilu Akadim Atzmon of Fonai. Blow the Shefer of Isle, and I remember that Kadas Yitzchok, and I will consider it as if you were on Akeda and you're a thing yourself. What's the Pshat? So it seems, Pshat in the Gemara, that if I mamish do Tshuva on my Madrega, not on Yitzchok, we're not expecting it, then I could Shpoh who will consider myself. If I do it, because Libi, that it's considered like Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, that is Keilu et Akedas Yitzchok, and Hashem will mechap it for you like Akedas Yitzchok. So we don't have to be your madrigas of the obvious Akedashim. If our madrigas, if we give ourselves and we try to machni ourselves, and we just say partially leading, we say tachnun, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we do it b'lev sholim, Hashem is mechap with us like, as the Gemara says by Rosh Hashanah. By showing that, like by Rosh Hashanah, that the idea is it's keilu akadim. It's not in the Gemara. Keilu atam. I consider to you as if you were on the keder. You're on the keder. Such madrigas. Yeah. If a person is machni himself to such madrigas, then I could Shpoh considers it as if he was in that keder. So he also, if the pshat is if we take tachron, we do our kavanah, that Hashem will consider us as if we moisten nefesh, and it's like misa. So before we said by Shlomo HaMelech that he used to bow down, that was the idiot of Tachan. So over here, so that in Shulchan Aruch says the Hachroz we find in Shmuel Esther. We find Hachroz by Baruch Atah Hashem or by the Ovis, and they say Morgan Avraham, and then we say by Moedim and Baal Kula. There's another one which we say by Oysa Sholem. The Mechaber says when a person bows down to his Oysa Sholem, he's meant to go down, bend down. It has a din of Hachron. Mishnah Berurah says it has the din of a of a chriya like the other chriyas in Shemoneh Esrei, which means a person has to, before he says Oyser Shalom, he should bow down, go out to be damned, not bending round, and then Oyser Shalom, Moyev, Oyser Shalom, Moyev, Akhoy, Shalom, Amen. But it has a din hachro, even though in Mechabit doesn't say that, Mr. Brun reads down, that it has a din hachro, like the hachros of the Rochot of Shemoneh, which means it has to be told down, and you put yourself elsewhere, over here by Yisrael Shalom. It's not like that. But that is the hachro which is meant to be down, which is over there. Now the hachro we find by Baruch Hu. So we see in Shulchan Aruch, when we say Baruch Hu Hashem Amvayach, not brought down Shulchan Aruch, any hachro. There's no, it's not brought down Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that you have to bow down at Baruch Hu. Where's the Mekah? It says, the Bi'alocha in Simin Kuf Yud Gimel, that he says, it's a smach min ha-mikro, it's a posuk in Divrei Hayomim. Vayomer David l'kol ha-kol, Baruch Hu Noah es Hashem Elokeichem, Vayivorchu kol ha-kol Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Vayiktu Vayishtachavu la-Hashem u-la-Melech. So he receives the Melech, means in the covered. And that's what the Bi'alocha says, U'minig Yisrael k'doshim him. It's the idea that we bow down by Baruch Hu, is not a Shulchan Aruch. It's a minik Yisrael Kedoshim Hu. So today we're makbit. It's we have to do it. But it's the idea that we learn from this. It's a smach from this pasuk. That is by Baruch. Ba'aliyah l'Torah, the word down. Yes, noegim nishoy. Some people down when you say Baruch Hashem Avoyach, because kovod haTorah. But you shouldn't make any more hachros. I mean, some people do the end of bracha. You're not allowed to be moisiv from the achroz which Chazal say. So a person is not allowed to do anything more. In Oleinu, we say, V'anachnu koyrim mishtachim emoidim. So the Derech HaChaim says, the reason why we bow down, because otherwise we say in Sheker. Because what do we say? V'anachnu, we koyrim mishtachim emoidim. So we don't do it, we say in Sheker. So the Derech HaChaim says, that's when we have to bow down. On Leil Shabbos, there's a machleks nachroinim when we say the men Sheva. So do you meant to say now Baruch Hashem? So I saw it's a have different opinions whether the person should speak like it, like the Shemesh, who say Baruch Hashem, or no. There's no Dina Achra. I'm just interested to see that there's a
Shlich Tzibur
by Chazos, no Chazos. That's what he's saying. So this Achvenim, the different Achvenim have different today Achvenim, different opinions. So that's the Indian that if we are Machvit on these in Yom of Tachron. So to be able to say it, be Stav Zayin, we can come to such Madrega, the eight Madrega, which I should have heard, beautiful Zachen, and we can come to Mamish Misa. All we have to do, we should take it seriously, and we should be Mechavin as much as possible, as all Akhil Shpoch once, and we can come to be Buzaycha Be'ezav Chagoy Sein Yonav.